The Green Mountain Care Board was created back in 2011, and its five members regulate just about every aspect of the healthcare industry in Vermont. The board doesn't usually initiate big policy debates, but on Friday afternoon, it did just that. The board members sent a letter to Governor Phil Scott asking him to increase state funding for Vermont's Medicaid program. And they say if he doesn't increase that funding, then Vermont's grand plan for healthcare reform could be in jeopardy. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld is here to help us understand the significance of this new development. Hey, Pete.
Hi, Henry.
So Medicaid, of course, is a program that provides government-funded health insurance to low-income Vermonters. So why is the Green Mountain Care Board asking Governor Scott to increase Medicaid funding?
Well, I should say at the outset that Medicaid is a truly massive health insurance program. Almost one in four Vermonters get their health insurance through Medicaid. And that means that when someone with Medicaid goes to the doctor or the hospital to get health care services, it's Medicaid that's paying that bill. What members of the Green Mountain Care Board say is there's one big problem with this situation, and that is that the amount of money that Medicaid pays healthcare providers for treating those patients doesn't actually cover the cost of delivering that care. And according to the board, those underpayments from Medicaid are creating what they call a Medicaid cost shift, because in order to cover the losses that they're incurring from treating Medicaid patients, hospitals and other providers are jacking up costs on people with private insurance to make up that difference. Board members say you can already see the results of this cost shift. Earlier this month, the board approved double-digit premium increases for private health insurance plans sold by Blue Cross Blue Shield and MVP. And they say this Medicaid cost shift is one of the driving factors behind these giant increases in private insurance premiums. And they say if premiums keep going up like this, then people are going to drop their coverage. And if people don't have insurance, they say it's going to make it very hard for Vermont to succeed with any significant healthcare reform endeavor. And that's why they say it's so important that Governor Phil Scott increase Medicaid funding.
Okay. But the Medicaid program has been around for more than 50 years. So, Pete, why is this concern over cost shifting cropping up right now?
Well, it's funny. It's not that it's just cropping up now. Policy experts sounded the alarm on this issue a long time ago. And in 2015, in fact, then Governor Peter Shumlin proposed a new payroll tax to raise the money that would be needed to put a dent in that cost shift. It would have been a 0.7% payroll tax. It would have raised about $86 million a year to address the problem. But tax increases, as you know, are not generally popular in Montpelier, and that proposal went nowhere. In writing this letter, the Green Mountain Care Board is trying to get this issue back on the front burner in Montpelier. They say the problem has not gone away on its own. They say it's actually getting worse. And they say if elected officials don't do something about it and soon, then Vermont is going to suffer some potentially severe consequences in relatively short order.
Okay, so the board is bringing this issue up. What impact will the board's letter have on the healthcare and budget debate when lawmakers return to Montpelier in January?
You know, that all depends on what elected officials make of the Green Mountain Care Board's argument. I reached out to the governor's office to get a response from the administration. They're not commenting right now. I have talked to some legislators, though. They're not totally bought into the idea that the Medicaid cost shift is the big issue that board members say it is. There's a sense that the Green Mountain Care Board could be doing more to lower fixed costs at hospitals by denying requests for new infrastructure, for instance. And there's also some skepticism that an increase in Medicaid funding would actually directly translate into lower premium costs, all of which is to say I think the board has an uphill climb in Montpelier in terms of getting lawmakers and the governor to share their urgency on this issue.
VPR will be following this story as it develops, and you can read more about that letter from the Green Mountain Care Board at our website, vpr.org. Pete Hirschfeld, thanks so much.
Thank you.